Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I don't know what company this is, but now you guys have drafted $124.37 out of my checking account, and I want it back.
I may start out by getting your zip code.
60515.
Alrighty. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Ginger Alloway.
Alrighty. And for security purposes, could you please verify your address?
2339 Ogden Avenue, number 4, Downers Grove, Illinois.
Okay, give me 1 second while I locate this account associated with you. Alrighty, Ms. Ginger, I do see back on March the 20th that you paid $7.95 shipping and handling to receive the Wi-Fi deluxe cover.
I took part of in a survey, and
yes,
that survey at the end said I could pick from a list of things, and that's what I picked. And it
yes,
was only
ma'am.
Supposed to cost. It was only supposed to cost $9, and now you guys have drafted $124 out of my account.
Well, what
it was part of a survey.
Mm-hmm. That was that item was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store.
No, that was not what was understood. It was supposed to be a gift for taking the survey.
Yes, ma'am.
Not so you guys could take money out of my account every month.
It was, and once you scroll through those terms and conditions, and once you accept them, then it enrolled you into the Factory Direct Savings Store, which is an online gadget store. Now,
okay,
you did
I don't
become
want that.
A member.
I want my money back. I want my money back. I don't want that. That's false advertisement. That was the biggest ripoff I've ever heard of.
Okay, ma'am. I see the last time they billed you the membership fee was actually today where they billed you $56.95.
Right. And then they billed me also March 28th for $67.32, which is a total of $124.27.
Ma'am, the only one I'm able to take care of is the one that is recently billed for you. Anything that has been billed in the past, we can't even touch that one. Now, I can
okay,
do
I'll,
a...
Okay, I'll get it from my bank.
I
but
can
I want my
do a 35%
back.
Refund on the
no,
one that they recently billed you.
No, I want 100%. I want $56.95 back.
That's a
I
valid
30%.
Charge. It's a valid charge in the
it
system,
is,
ma'am.
It is, absolutely is not. Okay. I'll go through my bank and I'll just do a fraud case on you guys. Is that what you want?
It's stated in the terms and condition. It wouldn't be.
Okay. I'm going to do a fraud case on you guys then.
Well, now, if you
30%
would
is
like...
not acceptable. 30% of $56, that's change.
It's a valid charge, but give me 1 second. Ma'am, I can get you canceled out of this. Okay, and my supervisor did say we can do a one-time courtesy refund of that $56.95, and that would be back in the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah.
I have voided you out. If you would like the cancellation number, let me know when you're ready to take that down.
I am ready.
And that would be C as in Charlie. That's 259-890-721.
And I'm going to get $56.95 back in
it
my account.
It will be refunded back
right?
to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too.